thank God for being here today. Above all, I thank God for being saved. I want you to know God saved me as a young man. Before I became 21, I gave God my entire manhood. And that's 60 years ago. November the 30th, I was born 1939. Amen. 60 years ago, amen, I decided to give my entire manhood unto the Lord. Amen. Before I became 21. Now, thank God he blessed me to live to be 81. And I stand up here to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone to believe. Today I believe he's a savior, he's a keeper,
right.
He's a heart fixer, and he's a mind regulator. Isn't he all right? Do you know him today?
Yes.
You ought to know him.
Praise God.
Everybody ought to know
right.
who Jesus is. Yes, he's a lily
right.
of the valley.
Praise the Lord.
He's a rose of shine. He's a bright and morning star. And he's my way maker. He's my healer in the sick room.
Right.
Can I tell my testimony as I preach today? Glory. One day, I passed out. I was 64 years old. I had a ruptured appendix and didn't know it. I kept working. I kept going until one day in the bathroom at home, I passed out. And my son and daughter had to pick me up and take me to my bed. And my son knew that I believed in divine healing. Yes. He knew that I trust God from amen. 21 to 64. When I went out, amen. And then he asked me, did I want him to call the ambulance? I said, no. He kept asking me, did I want, and sometimes peer pressure calls you to do things.
Right.
Amen. And here I am. The ambulance came. They took me to the hospital. Amen. I guess I was about dying. And I woke up and asked my wife, did you eat anything yet? Did the children eat yet? Did the doctor, the nurse, I said, I'm ready to eat. Nurse came in there and said, you're not going to eat nothing.
Whoa.
Amen. They're getting ready for me. Amen. They want to run the test. Amen. Then I was out. I went in a coma for about from 6 to 8 weeks. I was out of it. Nobody could wake me up. My wife tried. She couldn't. My daughter was my health director. She made decisions over me, life or death. Amen. And she couldn't wake me up. Amen. And praise God, I went to sleep in a coma for almost 10 weeks. Nobody could wake me up. And one day they took the life support off me. And my heart was racing like I did a marathon. Never did a marathon before. Like I did a marathon. And my daughter went out crying and came back, said, hook him back up. She stood between me and death. Amen. She was the one to make the major decision. My family appointed her to be the committee, over the committee, make the decision. Well, I should have operations or not. And one operation they want to give me. They want to put me on permanent dialysis. Y'all know what dialysis is? And she said he had enough operation. 8 operations.
Whoa.
They cut this way, this way, and this way. And I still have the sign of the cross over my abdomen. Still got the sign. Amen.
Yes.
But I want you to know, some said they have a way of helping you get healed, but God healed me.
Amen.
Nobody could wake me. God woke me up.
Thank the Lord.
So the doctors around me, and I woke up, and I said, thank you. Who do you think I was thanking?
The Lord.
Amen. Bible said, thank the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Thanks is commonly for the bright.
Right.
God woke me up on time. But before then, the doctor called the family together, gave a brace of self-speech. I was leaving out of here. When I went in there, my body was swelling up. They said, I swelled up like a Michelin man. Mm. Everything swole. Amen. My intestines were so swollen, they had to take them out and lay them aside, cover them up with a sheet till they went down.
Mm.
I don't know how they did it, but they said they put them back in after and stitched me up. I had 7 operations in the tray. Amen. And you know, when I was coming to, I was all hooked up.
Mm.
Amen. Feeders. I couldn't feed myself. Amen. And they had me hooked up. But praise God, today I'm not hooked up. Yeah. Only thing I'm hooked up in soon is Jesus.
Right.
And must Jesus bear the cross alone.
Right.
And all the world go free. Now there's a cross for everyone.
Right.
And there's a cross for me.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad what God did for me. And I tell people to be patient with me. God's not through with me yet.
Right.
When God gets through with me, I'm coming forth as pure gold. Right. How you feel today?
Right. Praise the Lord.
Is this a good place to be? Then David said, I was glad when they said unto me, anybody glad in here?
Right.
We shall attain joy and gladness and sorrow shall flee away. Amen. I'm glad today. God gave me another chance. And I'm going to have Pastor Stedemeyer. Thank God for him. He's the cause of me being here. Amen. And Pastor Decker. He said, when you come, bring a message with you. And I'm sitting all through the meeting and here yesterday, he said, do you have a message? I thought I'll sit through the meeting. But I'm praising God for people like Pastor Decker.
Amen.
Good man.
Yes.
Amen. One of our pioneers. And I can't leave out Pastor Stedemeyer. Amen. He encouraged me. You know what he did one day? When my wife came home from a hospital, they put her in a wheelchair. And I told him my wife is in the wheelchair. He asked me to come to Canby. I said, my wife is in the wheelchair. He said, bring her on. Bring her on. Isn't that wonderful? And he said, we got nurse's aid. Is that CNA? We got that. They take care. We got about 2 in our congregation. And if she can't come to church, they'll come to the motel room. You ever heard anything like that? That was Pastor Stedemeyer said. So I packed up my truck and brought it to camp. When I came to the church that night, brothers was there to bring out the car and take up those steps and take her to the sanctuary. And after the service over, we're going to go to the dining hall. We know we're going to eat something. And then the brother took her down to the dining hall, down the steps. Brought back up the steps. Amen. Help her in the car, truck. Amen. They did it each day we was there, day and night. Amen. I didn't know that was going to happen. But God works in mysterious ways at times. His wonders to perform.
Right.
Amen. I don't know how much time I have, and sometimes I know how to cut it short. Amen. Sometimes street preaching, I could preach a message before the street light changed. And if I get people attention, they stand by the window and listen. Anytime anybody out of order, amen, praise God. I don't have to fight with them. I just keep preaching. Sometimes they stand by the wall. Sometimes, need I preach alone. I go street preaching to preach. And God make a way.
Right.
Y'all right today?
Right.
Are we in camp meeting?
Right.
Are you enjoying the camp meeting?
Right.
Amen. All these good messages. Yeah. Amen. You know, it costs something to bring a message. And I'm still working on my message. It took Moses 80 years
right.
to preach his message that God gave him. And his message was, go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Right.
8 words. It took him 40 years to get it ready. God sent him. And here I am, 81 years old. I'm getting ready to preach. What y'all getting ready to do?
Right.
Amen. I'm getting ready to go all out, get on fire. And this is my introduction. Pastor Satterman gave it to me. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? I say amen for Pastor Satterman. Your labor is not in vain. Amen. Work on. Toil on. Soon the dawn of brighter day. Keep toiling.
Right.
Keep laboring.
Right.
Amen. Because one day, time will be no longer.
Right.
And I'll have Pastor Satterman to read for me some today. And amen. I'm ready today.
Man.
Amen. I'm glad I got here. I'm glad I didn't miss the service today. Because I thought it was going to be 11 o'clock. And I had to get in a quick hurry to get here. But anyway, Pastor Satterman, would you read my scripture?
I will. 38th chapter of Isaiah. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die not
live. Isn't that a good order? God give this king time to set his house in order. We all have a house.
Right.
We all have to be in order.
Right.
Amen. This is a good time, camp meeting. If you might have unfinished business, but you can get down to business and set your house in order.
That's right.
How does that sound?
Right.
Doesn't God give us a chance? He's long-suffering, not willing for any to perish, but all come to repentance.
Right.
And I say today, be sure you set your house in order.
Right.
When I was in school, they had open house.
Uh-huh, yes, we had that.
And they had the children, whatever class they had their work on display.
That's right.
Amen. Did you know your work is on display today?
Ooh.
Amen.
Ooh, yes.
And people are going to see what's it's all
That's
about.
That's right.
When parents come to school, they notice their children. Some of them have good reports and some doing good work.
Uh-huh.
We want to do a good work for the Lord, don't we?
Amen. Amen.
Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, for there's no device
right.
in the grave.
That's right.
We got to work for Jesus. We are working for Jesus.
Right.
Didn't we sing that? We are work for Jesus. How long? Till the final trumpet call.
Right. Amen.
Set your house in order.
Amen.
For you must die.
Right.
Don't Hebrews 9:27 teaches it. For as it is once appointed man to die, after this
right.
the is the judgment.
Right.
Amen. And there's no exception.
No.
I don't care how rich you might get, you cannot postpone that appointment. Remember the rich man? Fared sumptuously. Amen. Every day he had everything he wanted. Poor Lazarus set his gate, designed the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table.
Right.
Didn't have first aid.
No.
No nurse service.
No.
Anybody see about his wounds? But a dog came.
Right.
And licked his sores.
That's right.
Came to pass when the beggar died.
Uh-huh.
The angels.
Beautiful.
Came and picked him up. Took him to Abraham's bosom.
Right.
I like that song. Oh, rock of my soul. Oh,
in the bosom of Abraham.
In the bosom of Abraham.
Right.
Don't you want that?
Yes.
The angels come. He wasn't able to have an elaborate funeral service. Big dignitary pallbearers.
No.
Preacher could preach to the singles rally. Preach, song, singer. That solo could sing like a nightingale.
Right.
Amen. He didn't have that.
No.
But the angels carried him.
Right.
And laid him to Abraham's bosom.
Right.
Just like, you know anything about child mourning and parents, mother, and when that child is born, amen, that last pain, look, I'm going to take that mother out of here. But praise God, when that child comes forth, the
right.
joy.
Right.
The pain, no more remembering of the pain.
That's right.
And that's what they did to Lazarus.
Right.
Carried him in Abraham's bosom.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
And so it came to pass when the rich man died.
Ooh, in hell. Ooh.
He had everything at his convenience. But he had to die. Everybody live have to die.
That's
unless
right.
Jesus come.
Right.
Amen. And you know, they said, that people living like they're not going to die. Do you know anybody 150 years old? Mm-hmm. Y'all real quiet, but yes. I don't know nobody.
I don't know anybody either.
Amen. Lifespan is 70. If by reasonable strength, 80.
Uh-huh.
I believe in talking where we live today. They used to tell me a disobedient child should not live out half his day.
That's right. That's
half
right.
of 70 is 35.
Right.
If you honor your father and mother, your yeah. days will be lengthened.
Right.
You might could make it to 80, but half of 35, mm-hmm. I think it's around 37?
Mm-hmm.
Half of 35? I mean, half of, I'm sorry. 70.
Right.
35.
That's, right.
Thank you, Lord. And you know, half of a 35 is 17 and a half.
That's right.
In my area, where I was raised, the teenagers, 16,
Woo.
17.
Right.
You know, they was preparing for the funeral.
Uh-huh.
They wasn't looking to live long.
Ooh.
Amen. They had a lot of teenage funerals back then. Y'all might have read about it, but anyway. But here's a teenager. Amen. God preserved my life.
Beautiful.
He spared my life.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. I could have went to Chicago. I was 20 years old. I thought I had it made. I got down there and went by a cousin. And there was a gentleman there. He wanted me to go in nightclubbing with him.
Ooh.
And he wanted to open up a nightclub after 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I did? I left Chicago. Came back to Los Angeles. Amen. And there's a fellow on the job at the workplace. He had a beautiful wife, 2 beautiful children. And he wanted to break. He broke up. You know what he wanted to do with me? Before I was saved, he wanted to get an apartment. He wanted me to come live with him. And he's going to teach me the ropes of man. You hear that? You know what I did? I moved from my mama. I told him I moved. Wasn't even saved. I moved. God was protecting me and God was preserving me. And then as I was 20, approaching 21, I made up in my mind, I'm going to give my entire manhood to the Lord. I wasn't satisfied way people was living back then.
Right.
They tell me a long time ago, you can't do wrong and get by.
Right.
No matter how hard you try. And as once appointed a man to die, dental appointments could be counselors. Doctor appointments could be counselors. Lawyer appointments could get, but that appointment of death, you can't counsel that.
Right.
I don't care how much money you have, you can't stop dying.
No.
People doing all they could to stop dying, but you can't stop it.
No.
And Hezekiah was sick unto death.
That's right.
And the Lord told Jeremiah, I read that for me.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, yes, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord,
all right,
set thine house in order, for thou shalt die.
Now, how are we going to get by that? If God tells us to set our house in order,
right,
are we going to do it?
Yes.
You're going to die and not live.
Right.
Amen. Read on.
Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord, yeah, and said, remember me, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart.
Perfect heart, yes.
And have done that which is good in thy sight.
Yes.
And Hezekiah wept sore.
Wept sore. And my wife said to me before I had the ruptures, the appendix went out on me. She said that I prayed so hard before this condition happened to me. She said, I prayed. And as the doctor was telling the second time, he's not going to make it. And the Lord told my wife, my wife has gone on to glory after we was married, like in 15 days of 49 years. Amen. He took her to glory. But the Lord told her that I wasn't going to die. And here I am still living.
Thank the Lord.
Because he lived.
Right.
I could face tomorrow. Because he lived. Life is worth living.
Right.
Just
praise
because he
God.
Lived.
Right.
Isn't he all right? Isn't he all right?
Yes.
He promised never to leave us. Never to leave us alone.
Right.
Amen. We yes. can depend on him. Right. He's always there. What Job said, it looked like the skin worm was going to eat him up. And Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Are you going to trust the Lord with me today? And though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. And if a man die, shall he live again?
Yes.
And all the days, my point in time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. My change is coming.
Right.
After a while, it's going to be all right.
Right.
After a while, it's going to be all over.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And you notice, God add to Hezekiah's life 15 years.
Uh-huh.
You know how many years he had to my life? 16.
Good.
Wow. This coming, August the 30th, when I went out, it'd be 17 years.
Wonderful.
Isn't God all right? I'm yeah. testifying what God can do.
Right.
I was out of here. I was gone. I was in a coma. Right. I dream of funerals, and I wasn't in it. I dressed for it, but wasn't in it. I seen people, saints, had the dinner ready, and I wasn't in it. I saw things while I was in the coma. Mm. Amen, but God brought me out.
Praise
he
Lord.
Brought me out alive, and it pays to trust in the Lord.
Right.
No wonder Psalmist said, trust in the Lord. Proverbs said, trust the Lord with all your heart.
Right.
3 and 5. And lean not to your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path.
Right.
I allow the Lord to direct my path. That's why I'm here today.
Right.
Amen. My children.
Praise the Lord.
Me and my daughter. And Eugene. And my daughter. And Fedaway and her daughter. We had a plan for this Christmas holiday. We was going to meet together. My daughter already ordered a barbecue. And you think I would miss barbecue? Amen. But this meeting to me was better than barbecue.
Right.
Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. And I gave up barbecue to come to this meeting. My daughter was going to pay for it. And we four was going to sit together and enjoy Christmas. Uh-huh. Amen. Uh-huh. But Brother Stademeyer invite me to come to this camp meeting. And my daughter, I told my daughter, both of them, I had to talk to them together. But anyway, I told them I'm going to go to camp meeting. You think they would? They didn't express it. And my daughter said, Daddy, is that what you want to do? I said, yes. They said, go ahead. They want me to do what I want to do.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Amen. They want me to do what I wanted to, and I wanted to be here. And that's why I'm here. Because Brother Stademeyer, amen, invited me. And here I am.
Thank the Lord.
All right? Amen. So this camp meeting was more important than barbecue, more important than Christmas celebration.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. More important to be with my two daughters and granddaughter. Who'll give that up? I gave it up.
Yeah.
Amen. I told them a long time ago, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord.
Right.
And I'm not responsible for folks doing their house, but I'm responsible for my house.
Right.
Amen. I went down Compton. Anybody know where Compton, California is?
Yeah.
I was invited to come down there to preach on a street. And the minister had a mic, and he went to the council, Compton, said, it's all right for us to bring a mic out on the streets and Compton and preach. And the councilman said, no. And the mayor came up to let him preach. They do everything else out here.
Right,
how come he can't preach?
Right.
The man gave him permission to preach.
Really?
And praise God, that particular day, I came. The preacher finished preaching, gave me the mic. I took the mic, and here come a freight train across Compton Boulevard and stopped the traffic. And people couldn't get off to catch the bus. The traffic couldn't go forward. And we had all kinds of drivers waiting on the bus. The train to pass, and people were standing there, and they couldn't cross the track because the train had everything tied, and I had the mic. Right? I helped myself. God gave me a message that day. Choose ye today, this day, whom you serve. I helped myself. Nobody could go nowhere. They had to listen till I got through.
Right.
All right, I helped myself.
Right.
Talk about long wind. That's where I take my time and help myself. Nobody tied up everything. You know those freight trains? Sometimes the ambulance come with the siren blasting. If that freight train come by, they can't go nowhere. The people can go. And that's where I like to, I preach at the mission too, and they feed the people. Downtown mission, they had to listen to the preacher preach. They had to listen to the altar call. Well, this mission I preached at, they get the dinner, they sit down and eat it while I'm preaching. I know the food is good. I help myself. They can't get up because they didn't want to stop eating. And I got them where I could preach to them. Amen. Same way here today. The food going to be ready at a certain time. Some of you can't get in there faster, but I got you here. And I can preach to you. Amen. I preach to you. I got a little while yet, but I'm not through yet.
No.
Amen. I don't preach past your mealtime. Amen. I know when people ready to eat, they're ready to eat. I'm not going to hold it. Let me see what time it is. Yeah. But I ain't going to hold you through your mealtime. Could you read more for me?
And then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father,
listen.
I've heard thy prayer.
Yes.
I've seen thy tears. Behold, I'll add unto thy days 15 years.
He said, I heard that prayer.
Right.
And we ought to live in an order before we call. He answers. And while we're yet speaking, he hears us. Isn't that good news? When you call him, if you're in order, he'll come and say, here I am. Amen. He want to know what you want.
Right.
Amen. What you want. Here I am. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Now, if you live in order, he say, if you abide in me, my words abide in you.
Uh-huh.
You ask
what you will.
What you will.
Right.
What's gonna
happen? It shall be done.
Shall be done. We serve a God that hears and answer prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yep.
He sings
right.
Pray on till the answer comes.
Right.
Pray on.
Right.
Keep praying. Keep talking.
Right.
On. Soon the dawn of brighter day if you keep praying and talking on. Amen. Is that
rest? And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria.
Yes.
And I will defend this city.
And
this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord.
Yes.
That the Lord will do this thing that he saith hath spoken.
Yes.
Behold, I'll bring upon the shadow of the degrees, the shadow of the degrees, which has gone down to in the sun, dial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down.
Thank you. That's it. But thanks a lot for reading for me.
Yes.
And 2 Kings, he wanted the sun to go back up 10 degrees. And he says, easiest thing for the sun to go down.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Send it back up.
Right.
Hey, man, God could send it back up.
Right.
And he sent it back up. And God, all
right? Right.
He's concerned about your prayer. We're dealing with a age that this virus going around. I'm going to say this like in an altar call in a way. The Lord has given me to tell the people nowadays, this corona, amen. It's a sickness, it's a plague. And God said it in 2 Chronicles. Is that 7:14? Look at 13. If I send pestilence amongst the land, the corona is a pestilence. Amen. Locusts devour the land.
Mm-hmm.
God worked on condition.
Right.
Says, my people, my people,
right,
which are called by my name,
right,
shall humble themselves
and pray.
To pray.
Right.
And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
right,
wicked ways.
Right.
God is angry with the wicked every day.
Right.
And my Bible says the wicked shall return into hell and all nations to forget God.
That's right.
I like to put emphasis on it. Turn from their wicked ways. I mean, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Right.
Call on him while he's near, and let the wicked forsake his way.
That's right.
And the unrighteous man is stopped, and let him return to the Lord, and our God will abundantly pardon.
Right.
God answer prayer
right.
unconditioned.
Right.
And if you meet God conditioned, Bible conditioned, he answer your prayer.
That's right.
I'm praying for people that have the coronavirus.
Right.
My niece, my daughter picked it up on Facebook. She had it. And she went through all the system. And praise God, I got on the case. I got to praying for her. She said she had fever. She couldn't go to work. She was in bed. I started praying for her.
Man.
And praise God, it began to break. call her another, I followed her day by day, and I called her one day. After that, she was able to eat. Another day, she's back at work.
Thank the Lord.
What a mighty God we serve.
Right.
And my other niece, she called me. She's like a prayer partner. We got together. She said her son was on a championship basketball team overseas. Might have been Greece. They won the championship. And here, he's in bed, in pain, suffering, fever, everything. And the whole team and the director of the sports over there were at it too. I got on the case, got to praying. Me and Harry had a serious prayer meeting. Amen. And after I don't call back once I pray for her. I never call her back, check how I was doing anything. But the late report, they had a picture of him barbecuing wings, honey baked barbecue wings for him and his team. They ain't got a good healer.
Right.
I read somewhere, it said, by his stripes, you heal.
Right.
Healing is the children of bread.
Right.
To them that fear my name shall a son of righteousness rise with healing in his wings.
Right.
We serve a healer.
Right.
Heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease.
Right.
Amen. And the preacher have a job to anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. James, the 5th chapter.
Right.
11th verse.
Lord,
through the rest. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up.
That's right.
And if he commits sin, they shall be forgiven him. Right. Confess your faults one to the other, and pray for one for that you may be healed.
Right.
See, Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly.
Right.
So Ahab, he don't reign no more, according to my word. He prayed and it stopped raining. How long? Mm-hmm. 3 years and six
months.
Could a meteorologist make that kind of condition? He said it don't rain, it might snow. He said it don't rain, it might rain. Amen. God controls the weather, not the weatherman.
Right.
Amen. He causes rain to just, on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. I appreciate Pastor Stoudemire standing with me. I like for you if you'd like to sit down. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Amen. I want you to be comfortable because I'm almost through. Yeah, I'm about through. Anyway, sometimes you don't get in everything you'd like to get in. But one of my main texts I wanted to touch on, St. John 3:16. I like to see people get saved. And if we call all of you to the altar right now, y'all miss your lunchtime. Let me do this. Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Mouth confession is made. And I say, you that are not saved can be saved sitting in your seat. Amen. I know we could come to the altar too. We're going to have that too. But if just in case, if I run over the hour, amen, you could get saved. God not willing for any perish. Now I'll give you the golden text. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life, for that's what Jesus did. You know that song, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away? It was there by faith I received my sight. Now I'm happy all the day. Amen. And it says, with the heart of man believeth unto righteous mouth, is made unto salvation. Last but not least, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give Michael, Gabriel, but he gave his only begotten son. Isaac wasn't good enough. Abraham wanted to give Isaac, but God wanted something, his only begotten son. That whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm through. God bless you.